This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. Are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Unbelievable. The blowback now we're getting from Nancy Pelosi. See, it's like a little child, a little petulant child. I'm Nancy. Now we have, Franklin Graham slams Pelosi for tearing up speech. What's wrong with these people? Pro-gun Parkland, we got that guy. He's another moron. AOC calls Limbo violent racist after stricken radio legend receives medal. There you go. So the racist bigot bitch that we have here, I say that with dog in mind. Vile human being that we have with AOC. Chapman University taught, right? Yeah. Betty Valencia and all the group down there. That's just kind of a crazy thing, huh? That is kind of a crazy thing. Just has to take it out on Rush Limbaugh as a violent racist after stricken radio legend receives medal. There you go. She's going to be she's the future of the Democratic Party. That's who that is. Should be a Tulsi Gabbard as the future of the Democratic Party. But, you know, that's just a, they don't have anything. So we're really at the bottom of the barrel, and you have an AOC who's at the bottom of the barrel. Yeah, that's really what it is. With all the other cockroaches of the world. Right? Okay, this is I don't want to do it. There's a live thing going on. I don't want to do that. I do want to get into this. business, though, that Hannity slams Pelosi for ripping speech. Dems for unyielding rage. John Fund, Pelosi's so-to tantrum was also an acknowledgement of defeat. Well, that's true. Squad praises Pelosi for tearing up. Yeah, right. There you go. So she's appealing to that the toilet crew. But Franklin Graham, I think that's kind of interesting. Franklin Graham, I'm going to bite on this and see. This is some of the blowback going on here. I was kind of, it says, Franklin Graham, what's wrong with these people? See, the question he asked, there's the link to me. Pence reacts. Of course, he's got a big 16-minute thing here. I'm not going to play that. But evangelist Franklin Graham slammed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up her copy of President Trump's State of the Union Tuesday night. Though Graham and other faith leaders applauded Trump's remarks, he said in a Facebook post Wednesday that Pelosi and her Democratic colleagues' disdain felt, let's see what we got here. It's a long one. I'm going to put it on hold for a second. We get a couple comments anyway from Pence about this. He said, though Graham and other faith leaders applauded Trump's remarks, he said in a Facebook post that Pelosi and the Democratic colleagues' disdain felt like a very personal resentment and hatred for the successes of America. I'd say that's probably true, because when you're a socialist communist, as these people are, they don't want America to be successful. And that's a fact. That is absolutely a fact. How could leaders in Congress be so indignant about good news for the people of this country? The son of the late Billy Graham writes. Seriously, how could they be, right? Just a few thoughts from the thought leaders. I want to dive in on this Pence business.
What she was doing?
I didn't see her do it. I found out just a few moments later, and I think it was a new low. I wasn't sure if she was ripping up the speech or ripping up the Constitution. I mean, it's clear the contrast here was a president who spent an hour and a half making the speech about America.
Right.
And Nancy Pelosi in the final moments tried to make it about her. And I think the American people see through it. I think they see through the pettiness. They see through the politics of all of it. And I think what they got last night was a speech that lifted up the country, that celebrated the incredible progress that we've made in our economy, rebuilding our military, strengthening our courts. But the stories that the president told were American stories. Right. And I just know it was a great, great blessing to people all across America, and it's one of the reasons why you see the momentum growing behind this president. And I just have a strong feeling that she's going to be the last Speaker of the House to sit in that chair for a long time.
You know, when you look at it, given the fact that we've never seen anything like that before, I think some people thought, well, that's kind of a sore loser move. That's like if at the end of the Super Bowl, the 49ers took the Lombardi trophy away from the Chiefs and spiked it or something like
that.
You think that she planned to do that all along?
It felt like it. It was such an immediate moment. And I just don't, you know, I've been to a lot of State of the Union addresses as a member of Congress. And now this was my fourth as a vice president of the United States. And there's always a basic decorum and a basic respect, but to have her stand up and tear up that speech really dishonored the moment, and I really thought it was beneath the dignity of a joint session of Congress, and I think it'll be remembered as such.
So a lot of people said, and in fact the White House tweeted out, when she ripped up that speech, she ripped up the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, the survival of a child born 21 weeks,
right.
The mourning of the family of Rocky Jones, Kayla Mueller, and the service members' reunion with his family. That's what that speech represented. Jody Jones joined us in studio. His brother was a victim of an illegal immigrant, killed him. Listen to what his take was.
Right. It felt like she ripped our hearts out. Everybody there, all the guests, we couldn't believe it. Look, I don't care how you feel about somebody. That was probably the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen in my life. Because when she did that, it just tore us up. We couldn't believe it.
Well, I met Jody and the rest of Rocky's family before. Karen and I had a few moments with them. The president had time with them. This is a grieving family who lost a loved one at the hands of an illegal immigrant in California. And she ripped up Rocky's story. She ripped up Janaea's story. She ripped up the story about the Williams family and about General McGee. And I have to tell you, I don't actually get her take on this. She's saying that it was filled with lies. What lies were there? I mean, I watched the president build this speech. Everything about the economy, everything about the military, everything about President Trump's decisive action taking about al-Baghdadi and Qassem Soleimani, every story about Americans, the hopeful, aspirational tone at the end. I expect when the dust settles on this speech, it's going to be remembered as one of the best State of the Union addresses
in
history.
How many have you been to? You've been to a lot. Have you ever seen? I don't ever remember watching this and seeing people get rewards. You had the Williams family. He comes out of the audience and he surprises his family.
What a moment.
He's been gone for seven months.
Moment.
It was
what
so
a moment.
Sweet. The little girl, Janaea, you mentioned her. She lives in a neighborhood where the schools are not good.
Right.
Her mom is a single mom and wants to give her daughter a better life. And the president looks at her and says, I'm going to give you a scholarship, school choice. You can choose what school you want to go to. And the mom, their reaction to the daughter, so excited because she's going to have a better life now, a better.
Yep. We'll just tear up the Constitution. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
diagnosed with a serious illness. Here tonight is a special man, beloved by millions of Americans, who just received a stage 4 advanced cancer diagnosis. This is not good news, but what is good news is that he is the greatest fighter and winner that you will ever meet. Rush Limbaugh, thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country. And Rush, in recognition of all that you have done for our nation, the millions of people a day that you speak to and that you inspire, and all of the incredible work that you have done for charity, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I will now ask the First Lady of the United States to present you with the honor, please. Rush and Catherine, congratulations. Thank you, Catherine.
Well, Medal of Freedom. Unbelievable. Yeah, that was what was going on last night. Of course, I played that just to, you know, because we're all white racist around here, right? We're racist. That's according to AOC, right? The little piglet that she is. Yeah. When you start calling people racist like that, you start looking in the mirror. That's what I tell people. You start looking in the mirror, AOC. And again, that's just the race baiting thing. That's part that when they're reduced to calling people racist, guess what? They're reduced to calling people racist. There's nothing else there. There's no other part of their argument. There's nothing for them other than to just come out and play the race card. So this is what we have now, is we have the bottom feeding going on the left, which is, part and parcel of what else is going on. One of the other stories that came out last night, or there were several of them, actually. I want to get to here we go. The Tuskegee salute to Charles McGee. this is an incredible story. Kind of waiting right now for the advertisement to clear itself up. But anyway, Charles McGee has been promoted to Brigadier General. This is an incredible story.
In the gallery tonight, we have a young gentleman
and what he wants so badly. 13 years old, Ian Lonfay. He's an eighth grader from Arizona. Ian, please stand up. Ian has always dreamed of going to space. He was the first in his class and among the youngest at an aviation academy. He aspires to go to the Air Force Academy, and then he has his eye on the Space Force. As Ian says, most people look up at space. I want to look down on the world. But sitting behind Ian tonight is his greatest hero of them all. Charles McGee was born in Cleveland, Ohio, one century ago. Charles is one of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, the first black fighter pilots, and he also happens to be Ian's great-grandfather. Incredible story. After more than 130 combat missions in World War II, he came back home to a country still struggling for civil rights and went on to serve America in Korea and Vietnam. On December 7th, Charles celebrated his 100th birthday.
Don't you love Army? December 7th.
A few weeks ago, I signed a bill promoting Charles McGee to Brigadier General. And earlier today, I pinned the stars on his shoulders in the Oval Office. General McGee, our nation salutes you. Thank you, sir.
Okay. What do you say about that? Just a little bit that was given out last night. I think that was probably the most touching, because here he sits with his great-grandson who wants to look down on the earth as an astronaut. And the other irony was that he just turned 100 on December 7th, 2019. Now, that's an old dude, right? 100 years old. That's an old dude. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to see a Tuskegee Airman. I met a Tuskegee Airman. And they're a different breed of cat. Absolutely. And, of course, the legacy that they've left for this country is just absolutely enormous. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah. A little bit more of Donald Trump, I think. Some Trumpism. And, by the way, this morning, shocking, when I woke up, he's still our president. Even Nancy Pelosi's president. Shocking. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, I guess we're sort of waiting now for the warm-up to come with the impeachment
acquittal.
Acquittal. And again, what it is to me, it's just a matter of taking a look at who's going to vote for acquittal at this point. It says, Trump acquittal on track ahead of Senate voting developing. This is end of trial to leave deep scars. Divided America impeachment may come less rare. True. I think this actually, I think people are saying, well, they're going to come back and they're going to do another impeachment on the guy. I don't think so. First of all, I don't think they have enough time. And the people don't have the appetite for it. But see, they don't want you to remember back, 20 some years ago with Clinton. People didn't like it then. I didn't like it. I didn't like especially when it went to trial, I thought, what in the hell are these people, the Republicans? And so it actually played out badly for the Republicans who brought all this together. Now, there were crimes that were committed. I mean, there were real crimes, 11 of them, that were felonies. And but, it didn't go anywhere. And of course, it just was, this is the whole thing that the founding fathers have put in place here, just like we were listening to Susan Collins earlier. They don't want the impeachment. This is one of the last things you want to ever try and do, and it should come very rarely. And now, they've had two of them in the last 20 years. That was the point that she was making. Now, this is from AP, Associated Press. God, we're just shocked with a Nancy Pelosi picture. President Donald Trump is on the verge of acquittal by the Senate, bringing an end to only the third presidential impeachment trial in American history. In a vote at the start of the tumultuous campaign in the White House, a majority of senators have now expressed unease with Trump's pressure campaign on Ukraine that resulted in the articles, but there's nowhere near the two-thirds support necessary in the Republican-held Senate for the Constitution's bar of high crimes. Says one key Democrat, Alabama Senator Doug Jones, perhaps the most endangered politically for re-election in a state where Trump is popular, announced ahead of the vote that after many sleepless nights, he has decided to vote to convict on both charges. Senators are elected to make tough choices, Jones said in a statement. He noted the gravity of the moment and said that Trump's actions were more simply inappropriate. After many sleepless nights, he had decided to vote to convict. The article is kind of written funny. It says, with impeachment as the only check on presidential wrongdoing, I felt I must vote to convict. You know, there's a guy who doesn't understand the Constitution, actually. The outcome expected Wednesday caps nearly 5 months of remarkable impeachment proceedings launched by a circus. AP's very non-Trump, by the way. No president has ever been removed by the Senate, and Trump arrived at the Capitol of the state, blah, blah, blah. The president did not mention impeachment Wednesday night. The Wednesday afternoon vote is expected to be swift, with Chief Justice Roberts presiding and senators sworn to do impartial justice will stand at their desk for the roll call and state their votes, guilty or not guilty. On the first article of impeachment, Trump is charged with abuse of power. On the second, with obstruction of Congress. And few senators are expected to stray from party camps, but all ensuring the highly partisan impeachment yields deeply partisan acquittal. Both Bill Clinton in 1999 and Andrew Johnson in 1868 drew cross-party support when they were left in office after the impeachment trial. President Nixon resigned rather than face the revolt from his own party. Ahead of voting, some of the most clearly watched senators took to the floor to tell their constituents and the nation what they had decided to do. And Senate Chaplain has been opening the trial proceedings with daily prayers for the senators. This decision is not about whether you like or dislike the president, began Senator Susan Collins of Maine. GOP Senator Rob Portman of Ohio said that while he doesn't condone Trump's actions, he was not prepared to remove him from office. Let the people decide. Centrist Democratic Joe Manchin of Virginia has floated the idea of censoring Trump instead of a signal to possible vote to acquit. Instead, a signal. Says most Democrats, though. See, Joe Manchin may... trust me, it's in his best interest to vote against the impeachment. Most Democrats, though, echoed the House manager's warnings that Trump, if unchecked, will continue to abuse his power in office and cheat. He's cheating. See, this is the thing. I have contended all along that this impeachment and this looking forward to the corruption of the 2020 campaign is not about the Trump administration or the Trump campaign corrupting any of this. It's about trying to cover up and hide the actual cheating and scamming of the election of 2020 by the Democrats. I mean, they've got the California system down. Many of the states have it now. I think they're just trying to blow cover off. That's what I think they're trying to do. They're trying to give themselves cover for all the cheating that's going to go on. So, oh, it's the Republicans that are cheating. Now, what do you say about what happened in Iowa, huh? The cadaver. The Iowa cadaver. No, the caucus. Anyway, we don't see any more. It's Manchin, maybe. I was thinking Sinema. I don't know. Just have that feel. I could be way off. But her reaction, see, I've been kind of told these things, and then she would be one of them, the girl from Arizona. She's from Arizona, by the way. Very interesting election got her on board with a little bit of help with some ballots being harvested. They grow ballots out and you know, they plant those seeds for the ballots early on the year before, and then they harvest them, right? And it's interesting, those ballots, when they grow up, they pop up out of the ground, and they're already pre-marked. They're already pre-marked. It's amazing what you can do when you ballot harvest. You can pre-mark the ballots. You can put the ballots anyway. You can have as many Democrats as you want winning. Winning, winning, winning on the Democratic side. And, of course, that's exactly what happened in Orange County. And Orange County is not a Republican stronghold. The only reason it's so-called turned to Democrats is because they cheated their way to it. Yeah, that's what happened. No fair election in California anymore. That's just the way it goes. So I'm looking at pictures of ringtailed meerkats. Right. Sorry. It's just a biological thing. It's ringtails. Kind of interesting animals. Okay, so then look at that. I got another picture of a red-coated liar. Oh, I'm sorry. Otherwise known as the subspecies Nancy Pelodius. Polonius. So are we going to see this acquittal today? Yes, in high time. I'm just saying, I think it's going to be kind of a surprise to see what's going to happen. In the deep scars, this is the hill, the bruising battle over President Trump will come, blah, 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 blah. Former President Clinton impeachment trial, all this stuff. Joe Manchin, Doug Jones, and Kyrsten Sinema. Oh. It says, however, the votes of three centrist Democrats, Joe Manchin, Doug Jones, and Kyrsten Sinema, remain up in the air. Jones says he's going to vote for impeachment. We haven't heard from Kyrsten Sinema. And Joe Manchin, not willing. We don't know. It would be a big mistake for him to vote for impeachment. Of course, then there's Mitt Romney. Yeah. He has other problems coming his way, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar. Trump rocks. Trump rocks. State of the Union address. State of the Union. That's what it says here. This is under Breitbart. Trending. There you go. State of the Union. Note, any of the roof leak. No, that's not part of it. Altar on Sotu. This is a big lie thing. Donald Trump. Okay. All right, so I think I'm kind of done with that, even though it's interesting. Let's see if we can see what's going on here. I wanted to... Twitter suspends James O'Keefe. Shocking. Shocking. Senator Doug Jones will vote to impeach Donald Trump. I think we already decided that one, right? Okay, that's another one. With 71% reporting, Buttigieg leads in the state delegates. Okay, we're going to jump back into this one. See what happens here, right? See what happens. Here we go. Nadler. See, they're at it again. Bolton subpoena likely. I'm telling you. And it's not going to get anywhere. They're going to say no. Put it in court. That's what they're going to do. Anything they do now, they're going to make them go to court for. It'll take 8 months. It says, while speaking to reporters on Wednesday, House Judiciary Committee, Jerry. He's like a cherry. No, I'm not going to go down that road. Cut around. Anyway, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler stated that it is likely that former National Security Advisor will be subpoenaed by the House. Nadler said, I think it's likely, yes. Okay, let's see what we got here.
It's likely that the subpoena will be issued to him.
I think it's likely, yes. I think when you have a lawless president, you have to bring that to the fore. You have to spotlight that. You have to protect the Constitution, whatever the political consequences. But second of all, no. I mean, as more and more lawlessness comes out, I presume the public will understand that.
See, this is also this lawlessness terminology. You know, we've said this all the time in New California. Yeah, that's what we're in, especially California. California is a complete state of lawlessness. Not totally, but there is some modicum. The good people of California are making sure that lawful behavior is followed. They're, of course, the legislators are trying to legislate lawlessness as quickly as possible. But this whole comment that he made is, I believe, really, I'm going to see if we can get this again so you can kind of get the...
I presume the public will understand that.
Well, let's see. Let's try this one more time here.
Question here.
It's likely that the subpoena will be issued to him.
I think it's likely, yes. I think when you have a lawless president.
See, the mantra on the left is becoming lawlessness. And we haven't seen that before, but this has been a mantra that we've been saying out of New California for a long time, lawlessness. So it seems to me that they're now picking it up at that level with Jerry Cherry. All right, I'm going to start calling him Cherry Nadler. you're starting to see this kind of stuff creep out more and more and more. And that's why I believe there's going to be a lot more to this Cherry Nadler business. So they're just going to come right out next week, I'm sure, maybe this week in a subpoena bold. But the thing is, it will go absolutely nowhere. They're going to try to do all these different things, and nothing is going to happen. So yeah, sad day for democracy. That was what Donna Brazil said. Brazil, not Brazil. She said that. Van Jones warns Democrat, Trump is helping African Americans in real life. Van Jones, the good communist that he is from Oakland, right? He does some interesting things, Van Jones. Says, CNN contributor Van Jones warned fellow panelists and Democrats in general on Tuesday evening that President Donald Trump is helping African Americans in real life. Yep, and reaching out to them for their vote in 2020. Jones was reacting to the president's State of the Union address, in which the president mentioned several efforts to help African Americans specifically. What he was saying, this is what he was saying to African Americans can be effective. You may not like it, but he mentioned HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. Our black colleges have been struggling for a long time. A bunch of them have gone under. And he threw a lifeline to them. This is what Jones said. Isn't that interesting?
Hey, words.
I think the last 24 hours have been a big wake-up call for Democrats. That's what I think. The Iowa caucus was a debacle. And this was a very strong speech. And it shows what he thinks he needs to do to win. And I think we're actually very clinical about this. I think you're exactly right. He knows he's got to give a lot of red meat to his base, and he gave it. What, for religious liberty, abortion, all of it, the military, et cetera. But he's doing something else, and it has to do with how he's going to manage race in this thing. And there seems to be a trade-off between the Latinos and the African-Americans. That's what you see. He went hard on the sanctuary city stuff. Mm-hmm. That is very, very disturbing. It turns out sanctuary cities are actually safer than non-sanctuary cities. The Cato Institute, which is libertarian, has come out and said that immigrants are committing less crime. So for some reason, he thinks that doubling down on the anti-immigrant piece is a big part of his thing. At the same time, a warning to Democrats, what he was saying to African Americans can be effective. You may not like it, but he mentioned HBCUs. Our black colleges have been struggling for a long time. A bunch of them have gone under. He threw a lifeline to them in real life in his budget. He talked about that. He talked about the criminal justice reform. He talked about Opportunity Zone.
This school choice.
He talked about the school choice.
Yeah.
Listen, wake up.
He doesn't have to be effective.
Exactly.
He has to be.
Yeah. Van Jones kind of dialing it in. We'll be back. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pleasant and the Agenda 21 Show.
So, you know, for those of you that have missed it, you know, out here in the communist California, Senator Wiener, Scott Wiener, he's a tall guy who likes to wear leather chaps with his bootay hanging out. That's the kind of state senators we have out here. Right. So this is socialism on the march, brother. San Francisco Examiner, State Senator Scott Wiener announced legislation Monday to transform the beleaguered Pacific Gas and Electric Company into a public utility. The proposed bill would require the state to begin purchasing all PG&E shares, which would then be transferred to a publicly owned utility, the Northern California Energy District. It would put an end to the dangerous roller coaster ride that we have been on for the last decade, Wiener said in a press conference, as if this clown knows anything. And he is a clown. PG&E filed for bankruptcy, Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection over a year ago, and billions in liability costs for its role in sparking deadly wildfires. You're right. More importantly, or more recently, and of course, the state had nothing to do with that, right? Of course, the state didn't clean up any of the forests. They had complete liability, the state does, but they pushed it off on PG&E. Well, anyway, it's just another Rothschild thing. And just another way of socializing or making, well, I guess you would say, a private company part of the government. It's called communism. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.